KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Flaynay-D and the Woosh Kitan of the Ak-Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintain smokehouses on the tidelands, park their boats in the harbor, and gather driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes, and gunos chish for your patience as we learn. You're tuned in to Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today, here for another wonderful weather Wednesday, welcome Kimberly Vaughn. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello there.
Hi. Thanks so much for being here today. Well, we're here to talk about August climate numbers and indicators for September and beyond. But first, I was just wondering if you could please introduce yourself and tell us about your role at the National Weather Service.
I'm Kimberly Vaughn. I'm the Observation Program Leader, and that means I manage the volunteer co-op program and anything observation here at the office.
So do you get a lot of calls every day?
Well, we definitely do. We get co-ops that call in their data every day, and on top of when there's some great weather, we'll get talk to our spotters and other people who just like to let us know what's going on, and it's really good information.
Have you fielded any calls about today's weather?
Today's weather, you know, it's. I think we've all gotten used to that it's raining and it's going to continue to rain. So
you're joking.
The good news is yes, it's raining, but we don't have any strong winds or any significant impactful type weather today or in the near future. So in that respect, I guess we could almost say it's a slow day.
Well, given that, I don't want to get my hopes up, but I would be delighted if your indicators for the season point toward a break in the wet days. Looking back at August, though, it seems like the only kind of break we got in Southeast applied to rainfall records. Do you want to talk a little bit about August rainfall levels?
Well, for August, I mean, we are a rainforest, and I think everybody that lives here understands that. And what's interesting is that the precipitation total for August was 10.26, and that was slightly less than an inch below the record, so no monthly record was broken there. And even for the summer, we are only the fifth wettest, so even though large amounts of precipitation, we definitely felt it at a total of 23.27 inches. And excuse me, that was the third wettest summer. So we didn't even break a record there. We did hit one daily record for rainfall on the 9th when we got 1.33 inches in 24 hours.
And you're just speaking about Juneau, right?
That's just Juneau. Sitka did hit a record also on August 13th. And that was, but it's actually for, we've just been continuously rain, so nothing too extreme, so just continuous, unfortunately.
And what about Petersburg and Ketchikan? How are their records shaping up?
Well, Ketchikan and Petersburg both did break their the climatological summer record, which Ketchikan had a total of 47.29 inches of rainfall between June 1st and August 31st. So pretty wet down there. And then Petersburg was not even as much as the Juneau. Well, they received 31.6 inches to break their summer record as well for rainfall.
Overall, for our region, will 2020 become the wettest summer on record?
It did for Ketchikan and Petersburg. For the rest of Southeast, no, we fell short on all the other stations.
Maybe next year. Jokes. Okay, well, thank you for those numbers. Anything else you want to mention about August numbers?
Not about August numbers. If you want to know about what's coming up and any chances of some drier trends, I can certainly go over that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh. I did see an infographic on Twitter, on your Twitter feed, for the 2020 fall outlook, and it looked like slight chance for above normal temperatures, but no indication either way for precipitation. So I was wondering if you could sort of translate what that means for us lay people.
Yeah, you know, CPC, or the Climate Prediction Center, is the ones that do these more long-term climatological outlooks. And with that, what it is they're not going to forecast that it is, you know, that there's the actual temperature. It's the chances of it happening. So basically, there's no indications that are going to help with, is it going to be wetter or drier than normal or normal. So there's nothing that tells us that. Where there is indications that we should be warmer than normal as we go into the fall from our normal fall temperatures. Overall, that doesn't mean we're not going to have cold days and it can't, you know, get cold. It's just overall it's looking like we have better chances of it being warmer than normal.
How accurate are these indicators when you look backwards over the year or years?
You know, and that's a really hard thing to gauge because, again, it's not like they're saying temperatures are going to be or what that value is. And so we don't know how much above or below it could be. And for our area, what gets really tricky is because we're moderated by the ocean, but then we have so much inland cold air that can come in, we can have pretty good extremes between highs and lows depending on the weather system that's moving through the area. So we can be getting influenced by the ocean, which would then bring us probably warmer than normal temperatures. But then if we end up having a few days that are coming, the airflow is going offshore from Canada or up north, then we're going to be colder than normal as it's bringing in more of the more dry continental Arctic type air.
Got it. So what, if you could just kind of sum up what your feeling is or what you think it might look like this fall, just based on the indicators and past patterns, what would you think that we might expect?
Well, looking at what CPC said, you know, I hate to say it, but I think you look at what we had this summer and we're probably going to have more of the same. Maybe we'll luck out and that no real strong signature will give us a little bit of a reprieve and more closer to normal precipitation levels.
Well, thank you for sharing all that info, Kimberly, and for helping us understand it. I also want to thank you and your team for your excellent social media presence. I always find the post to be very informative and helpful in planning or understanding what's happening. I was wondering if you might say a little bit about what we can expect for the weekend forecast.
Well, the weekend forecast is looking kind of wet. So we've got maybe some dry trend towards the late week before the weekend gets here. But then by the time we get to the weekend, it's looking pretty wet. And then maybe there's just a hope that it's pretty far out there, but it's looking like maybe the start of next week could be kind of dry.
Wow, a little bit of hope. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners about anything, upcoming forecast, past numbers, anything like that?
Well, you know, one thing that I thought was interesting, we have six co-op stations or you know, in Southeast, in Juneau specifically. And it was interesting that there was almost 6 inches difference for the month of August for rainfall. So, like the Juneau Douglas Wastewater Treatment Plant measured almost 20 inches being the wettest, where then a station out at Lena Point barely got just less than 10 inches. So it's interesting how the different climates and variabilities we have just within our city.
As a general rule, do you think it's better out the road, drier out the road?
It typically is wetter out the road and drier as you go towards downtown. That also fares for the snow amounts. Snow amounts tend to be less downtown than out the road, but that's not always the case. So, but as a general rule, that's kind of how it goes.
Well, thanks again for speaking with us today. And where's the best place to get weather info?
Oh, that would be weather.gov/Juneau.
All right. Kimberly Vaughn, thanks again for speaking to us here on another wonderful Weather Wednesday. Have a great rest of your week and weekend.
Great. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.